Hello.
Good day. My name is Arterius, and I'm returning your call on behalf of customer support. Can we begin with your zip code, please?
Oh, 28206.
28206. Thank you. May I ask your name?
Marie Battle.
All right.
You calling on behalf of Walmart?
Walmart?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. We do partner with over 400 different companies. What's your name, ma'am?
Marie Battle. I got in two different applications. At the end, it wouldn't take my phone number, even though my phone number is already in on the initial thing that I filled out.
You said her name was Marie Battle?
Yes.
All right, and you know that we're a discount membership store. Were you trying to contact us?
Yes, I was trying to contact you about the KitchenAid mixer.
Have you used your card already?
No.
So you just got questions for me?
Yeah, I was wanting to know how I was going to receive it. It was going to say it was $2.
And it's for the KitchenAid appliances?
Yes.
All right, with those.
KitchenAid mixer.
With that mixer, you got to be careful because some of them, you'll be entering to a sweepstakes.
No, this one didn't say nothing about sweepstakes. They just have a clearance on them. And they had so much time, I was still within my time frame when I put in. And they said I had won one. Because I had to pick, they had boxes, and you had two chances, and the first one I picked didn't have nothing in it. And when I picked the second one, I picked one with the mixer and said I had won.
Right, and they will inform you in your email and congratulate you whenever you do win. They'll be like, congratulations, Miss, you know,
yeah, you're out with you. Yeah, they said I was a weekly winner, but they said that on the text when I was texting.
Right. And see, they just letting you know that you were selected amongst a lot of different customers to win those prizes.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
A lot of people say it's a scam.
No, ma'am. They actually win. You just got to make sure you read through those terms because they're letting you know, like, you know, how they'll be coming through.
Yeah, I have a sister that works for Walmart, but she's in a different state from me.
You said you got a sister that works at Walmart?
Mm-hmm.
All right, yes, ma'am. This is the customer support department.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
well,
ma'am.
Well, just say down at the bottom and say contact us. So now what am I supposed to do? Yes.
Can you repeat that?
I said, what am I supposed to do?
When it comes to what, ma'am? I'm sorry.
No, when it comes to applying for this or paying for it or whatever I'm supposed to do. Because I put in my address and state and everything. And my phone number's already in there. And I was waiting to hear, you know, back what I was supposed to do, how I was supposed to pay for it or what. And I didn't hear anything and I kept scrolling through. And that's how I got your phone number. What is it? Well, the number I called, 833 number.
Let me see. It's not showing me the number that you dialed, unfortunately, ma'am. I can't see the number.
Well, the number that I called on was 833-246-5469. That's the number I called and said, if you can't wait to press number 3, and the operator will call me back.
You want me to see if I can get your account pulled up, man?
Well, I'd like to be able to own them because I can't afford one at the prices that they sell them at now.
Hey, I get that.
And where are you?
We're located in Georgia, but we do have warehouses in California, Texas, and Florida.
You're in Georgia?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I'm in North Carolina. I used to live in Georgia.
We're not that far from you. No. This is what I want to do, though. I want to know if you've got an account.
Well, I buy from Walmart, but I buy through my insurance company, United Health. And I just got an order. My husband just brought something in from Walmart. But I've never charged anything through you because I'm not that far from the store. So I usually go to the store and get whatever I have.
So, how did you get our number? What made you call us?
Because I answered the survey that you had, the clearance for the mixes on Facebook. And that's how I got your number.
But so you haven't entered your car information?
Yes, I didn't give up no numbers because it didn't ask for no numbers yet. It just asked for my name, address, and phone number in the city and state.
Hmm.
It said, congratulations, you have won, you know, the KitchenAid mixer.
Right, and see,
people have responded to it today. Glad that they entered, and some people said it was a scam. But I just went on, I said, for $2, it ain't gonna kill me. But.
Right, but see, you gotta make sure you read through those terms, because some come with different subscription, and it may have a membership fee attached to it.
No, it didn't have nothing to it.
It didn't?
No.
All right. But that's what I can do for you, ma'am. I'm sorry. Like, you were chosen to win those products. You haven't particularly won them yet.
So now do I have to wait for them to call me? How does it work?
We're them. Who's going to make the call? We're them. Yes, ma'am. And that's why I was trying to inform you that they'll be congratulating you on your winning, like, you know, the day that it'll be delivered and all that. If you were to win.
Yeah, it says it'll take 5 to 7 days to receive it.
Right, if you win, it'll be 5 to 7 business days. That is correct.
But it didn't say nothing about no terms or nothing.
That is correct. It had to say something about the terms because you would not have been able to get these products unless you agreed to those terms.
Right.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm watching the football game.
You watching? Which game you watching?
I'm watching the Colts and the Vikings.
Who you going for?
And I'd like to see the Vikings win, but the Colts got 36, but
yeah.
The Vikings is coming back. They got 28. But I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan. I've been one for years.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that.
My husband used to be a Washington Redskin. But he used to cease. But my brother likes the Redskins.
I like the Redskins. I like football, period. So I just want to know what game you was watching.
Yeah, well, this one is on now. Another one comes on. The Bills, I think. We got 3 games on today.
I know, lucky.
Back to back.
Yes, man.
So just leave it on the station, the NFL Network, and I just lay here and watch. I just had made some nachos, so.
Sound good. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sound
good.
I used to live in Smyrna, Georgia. But my doctor was in ATL.
That's, yes, ma'am. That's all right, though. Well, you brought that light to me, ma'am. I wish that, just if you just stay informed with your email, if you were to win, they'll let you know the days that they'll be delivering those KitchenAid appliances.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I thank you for your time. I've never done nothing. I started, but I would never finish because there were so many scams and carrying on. I said, for $2, I said, I can afford to give up $2 for something that I want.
But see, if you pay the $2, then you may have an account.
Well, they haven't asked for it yet. I checked by email.
Gotcha. Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
No, they haven't asked for my card information yet.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
That's what I kept looking for, you know. To see, you know, how I'm supposed to pay. I pay when it comes. Do you have to have the money before you send it? That's what I was looking for, but it's not on there. And I went through 3 different sites for the same thing.
You'll pay like a shipping fee.
Yeah, that's what you gotta pay, the shipping fee, $2.
Right. Yes, ma'am. So once you pay that in the end, you should be fine going from there. Once you pay that shipping, they'll ship that product out to you. But just like I said, just make sure you read over it, because some do come with different membership fees.
Yeah, I'm not entering no sweepstakes.
I got you. I just wanted to inform you so you won't have no unsuspected charges, man.
Well, I really appreciate that. I know I got a brother on the line, so.
Okay, all right.
It's a pleasure talking to you.
Same here, ma'am. You have a good day. Thank you for calling customer support. Good day, ma'am.
Thank you. All right,
you're welcome.
And just have a happy holiday.
You too, ma'am. Thank you. You and your family. Good day, ma'am.
Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Good day, ma'am.
Bye-bye.